आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। लोकसभा टू रेज्यूम डिस्कशन ऑन ऑपरेशन सिंधू टुडे, राज्यसभा टू टेक अप 16-hour डिबेट ऑन द ऑपरेशन। External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar unveils India's 5-point doctrine to deal with cross-border terrorism. 3 terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Srinagar district of Jammu and Kashmir. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in East Rajasthan, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. India logs 65,000 crore digital transactions worth 12,000 lakh crore rupees in 6 years. And in chess, Divya Deshmukh becomes first Indian to win FIDE Women's World Cup, defeating compatriot Koneru Hampi in Batumi, Georgia. The special discussion on Operation Sindoor will resume in the Lok Sabha today. The discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive operation in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was initiated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in the House yesterday. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar said India's military response to the Pahalgam attack signalled a new normal in countering cross-border terrorism. He outlined a 5-point approach that now defines India's stance on cross-border terrorism.
The challenge of cross-border terrorism continues, but Operation Sindoor marks a new phase. There is now a new normal. The new normal has 5 points. 1, terrorists will not be treated as proxies. 2, cross-border terrorism will get an appropriate response. 3, terror and talks are not possible together. There will only be talks on terror. 4, not yielding to nuclear blackmail. And finally, terror and good neighborliness cannot coexist. Blood and water cannot flow together. This is our position.
The External Affairs Minister strongly denied any external mediation in ending the India-Pakistan conflict in May, asserting that the US had no role.
I want to make 2 things very clear, sir. 1, at no stage in any conversation with the United States was there any linkage with trade and what was going on. Secondly, there was no call between the Prime Minister and President Trump from the 22nd of April when President Trump called up to convey his sympathy and the 17th of June when he called up Prime Minister in Canada to explain why he could not meet.
Earlier, initiating the discussion in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said India carried out a calibrated and non-escalatory operation targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan in response to the cowardly attack on tourists in Pahalgam. He said over 100 terrorists were neutralized and 9 hideouts destroyed.
7 May 2025 को रात्रि 1:05 भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर प्रारंभ किया जिसमें पाकिस्तान और पाक ऑक्युपाइड कश्मीर में भारत के खिलाफ आतंकी गतिविधियों से जुड़े 9 स्थानों को निशाना बनाया गया इनमें से 7 आतंकी शिविरों को भारतीय सेना ने पूरी तरह से नष्ट कर दिया जबकि भारतीय वायुसेना ने मुरीद के और बहावलपुर को नेस्त नाबूद किया जो लश्कर ए तोयबा और जैसे मोहम्मद के केंद्र हैं। जानकर पूरे सदन को प्रसन्नता होगी कि विद इन 22 मिनट्स पूरा ऑपरेशन समाप्त और हमने आतंकवादियों को उनके घर में घुसकर मारा सशस्त्र बलों ने हमारी माताओं और बहनों के सिंदूर का बदला लिया और प्रत्येक भारतीय इस भावना से ओत प्रोत हो गया अध्यक्ष महोदय।
Taking part in the discussion, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions over the security apparatus in Jammu and Kashmir, saying that the government is unable to apprehend the terrorists who were responsible for the cowardly terrorist act in Pahalgam.
पाकिस्तान का इतना साहस कि आज उन्होंने पहलगाम में जो पिछले 20 वर्षों में हमारे भारतीय नागरिकों पर सबसे दर्दनाक अगर हमला हुआ है तो आपके समय पे हुआ है।
Participating in the discussion, Ramashankar Rajbhar of Samajwadi Party also echoed the same view, saying that the terrorists responsible for the Pahalgam terrorist attack are still absconding. He also questioned the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh questioned the opposition for not praising the bravery of armed forces. He also questioned the leader of opposition, Rahul Gandhi, questioning the Indian Armed Forces capabilities and the country's indigenous technologies. He further said that Operation Mahadev is underway in Jammu and Kashmir and a terrorist associated with the Pahalgam terrorist attack has been killed during the operation. Shambhavi of Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas said that the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was not only an attack on the citizens but also an attack on the entire humanity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has praised the speeches delivered by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh during the discussion on Operation Sindoor in the Lok Sabha. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister termed the speeches as outstanding and insightful. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists were killed in a fierce encounter in the upper reaches of Lidwas forests in Harwan area in central Kashmir's Srinagar district yesterday. The area is in the outskirts of the Srinagar city. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told media yesterday that the identity of the killed terrorists is being ascertained.
It was an operation which is quite prolonged for a long time, taken, and that is still continuing, but in which Jammu Kashmir police, paramilitary and army, they have an exchange of fire in the higher reaches. So as per the interior reports, three bodies are being observed and seems to be neutralized.
The National Education Policy, NEP 2020, completes 5 years today. The launch of NEP laid out an ambitious roadmap to transform India's schools into spaces where learning is no longer confined to textbooks, marks or memorization. Our correspondent reports that over the past 5 years, the policy has laid the foundation for a more inclusive, learner-focused and future-ready education system in India.
National Education Policy 2020's impact is visible across every stage of learning through meaningful reforms. Initiatives like Nipun Bharat and Vidya Pravesh have benefited over 4.2 crore students across around 9 lakh schools. Indian Sign Language is now a subject with over 1,000 ISL videos and talking books developed. The 5+3+3+4 structure and National Curriculum Framework for School Education 2023 promote experiential and competency-based learning. CBSE board exams now include 50% competency-based questions and subjects are offered at two levels. Over 4 lakh teachers have also been trained under the Nishtha Teacher Training Program. Other initiatives including Bal Vatikas, Jadui Pitara and Prashast app have further promoted multilingual, inclusive and holistic education. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Bihar, the newly constructed Buddha Samyak Darshan Museum and Memorial Stupa at Vaishaligarh in Vaishali district will be inaugurated today. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the monument today. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Buddhist monks from 15 countries, including China, Japan, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Nepal, Tibet, Myanmar, Malaysia, Bhutan, Vietnam, Cambodia, Mongolia, Laos, Bangladesh, and Indonesia will be present on the occasion. The stupa has been developed near the Pushkarni pond and the ancient earthen stupa. On the first floor of the museum, the sacred relic casket or Asti Kalash of Lord Buddha has been enshrined. For the first time in modern Indian history, a stupa has been constructed entirely using stone without the use of cement, bricks or concrete. The total height is nearly double that of the world-famous Sanchi Stupa. The 42,000 sandstone blocks have been joined using the tongue and groove technique without any adhesive material. The grand entrance gate, modeled after the Sanchi Torana, reflects the splendor and intricate details of the Buddhist architecture. With Dharmendra from Patna, Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Gujarat, Karnataka, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahi and northeastern states are also expected to witness moderate to heavy rainfall throughout the day. Madhya Pradesh is receiving heavy monsoon rains in the entire state, due to which all the rivers are in spate. The state has received 70% of its rains this season. More from our correspondent.
Rain has been continuing since yesterday in 30 districts of the state, including the capital Bhopal. More than 10.5 inches of rain has been recorded in Singoli of Nimaz district. The meteorological department has issued an orange alert for very heavy rains in 14 districts today. There is a yellow alert for very heavy rains in 21 districts. In this season, the state has received 25.5 inches of rain, which is 70% of this season. Water is being released from the dam built on all the major rivers, due to which the flood conditions have been created in the villages on the river banks. Prashant Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Over 65,000 crore digital transactions were recorded in India between financial year 2020 and 2025, amounting to more than 12,000 lakh crore rupees. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha yesterday. He said the government has been working closely with stakeholders, including the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, fintech companies, banks and state governments to boost digital payment adoption, particularly in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Divya Deshmukh became the first Indian to win the FIDE Women's World Cup title after defeating fellow Indian Koneru Hampi in Batumi, Georgia. The match lasted for 3 days and was decided through tie breaks, with Divya emerging victorious with a score of 2.5 to 1.5. We have a report.
With this achievement, Divya joins Koneru Hampi, Dronavali Harika and R. Vishali as the fourth Indian woman to become a grandmaster. This victory also made her the 88th person overall to reach this milestone. In addition to winning the World Cup, Divya's performance earned her a spot in the 2026 Candidates Tournament, where players will compete for the chance to challenge the women's world champion, Zhu Wenjun of China. Divya's success adds to the recent achievements of Indian chess players, with notable performances from players like world champion D. Kukesh, R. Pragnananda and Arjun Erigasi. After the win, an emotional Divya said fate played a role in the Grandmaster title being awarded to her in this way.
I think it was fate, me getting the Grandmaster title this way, because before this I didn't even have one nom, and now before this tournament I was thinking, oh, where can I get my nom, and now I'm a Grandmaster. So.
Swati Rakheja from Sports Desk for Akashwani News.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Indian Grandmasters Divya Deshmukh and Koneru Hampi on being the winner and runner-up respectively at the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Operation Sindoor posed on Park's appeals. India rejects Trump's mediation claims. Headlines, The Tribune. The Hindustan Times headlines, Operation Sindoor paused after forces met aims, says Centre. Almost all papers have on their front page the killing of Pahalgam's mastermind in JNK encounter. The Times of India headlines, terrorists who led Pahalgam attack killed in JNK gunfight, while the Tribune headlines, Pahalgam mastermind among three terrorists killed. The papers also report on special intensive revision in Bihar, saying that the Supreme Court tells Election Commission to accept Aadhaar along with voter ID, and the aim should be mass inclusion and not exclusion. And finally, an item in the Pioneer says an infant injured in the June 12th Air India crash undergoes grafting of skin donated by his mother. The paper terms it mother's touch. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha to resume discussion on Operation Sindoor today. Rajya Sabha to take up 16-hour debate on the operation. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar unveils India's 5-point doctrine to deal with cross-border terrorism. Three terrorists killed in an encounter with security forces in Srinagar district of Jammu and Kashmir. Indian Meteorological Department forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in East Rajasthan, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. India logs 65,000 crore digital transactions worth 12,000 lakh crore rupees in 6 years. And in chess, Divya Deshmukh becomes first Indian to win FIDE Women's World Cup, defeating compatriot Koneru Hampi in Batumi, Georgia. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on Air app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.